So dear brothers and sisters, let us remember that we're in the presence of God. Call that to mind. Let your breathing slow. Let your body relax. And I invite you to either close your eyes or let them rest on the Lord in the tabernacle, letting all thoughts and distractions fade away. And with a simple prayer, ask God now to inspire your heart so that through this meditation you might hear His will for you. This meditation, which is on the purpose for which we were made. And first, I want you to consider why God made you. It wasn't because He needed us. It wasn't because He wanted a cog in a machine. It wasn't because He wanted some mindless pawn. He created us to show His generosity in us, to show His goodness, His mercy, His grace, and His glory. And we know He did this because of the kind of thing of which we're made. We're worth more than many sparrows. He gave us a mind capable of knowing Him. He gave us a memory that can grasp Him and remember all of His works and goodness to us. He gave us a will that is free to love Him. Imagination that can picture His life and His works. Eyes that can see the marvels of the universe. Speech that can acknowledge Him so that He might acknowledge us. And take this moment to run through everything else that He's given you, all your senses, all the gifts. We were made for Him. And being thus made, we need to live up to the purpose for which we were created. You don't use a pen to do surgery, and you don't use a fork to start a car, and if you do either, there are going to be bad consequences. And considering that our purpose is to know Him, to love Him, to serve Him, then the things that we do in our life that are contrary to that, that violate that, are things that we should reject. Not only is sin in some abstract sense, but it's something that's truly unnatural to us. Truly weird and twisted. We should also think about the things that, while not being directly contrary to this, might just be superfluous. Things that have nothing to do with our purpose and can't even be integrated into it, or that we don't integrate into it. All these idle, pointless things that we spend so much time and energy on, which are not the reason we were made for. And I want you to consider also, and maybe you even have some people in mind, I want you to consider also those who have no clue about this, who live their entire life as if the point of life were pleasure or entertainment or experience or money or success. People who just live knowing that they'll die and live a life that has no meaning beyond scratching their itches. And think about how miserable that is. To live a meaningless life. To live a life that doesn't know that we have a purpose. Think about how many people live this way and then talk about how empty it is, how depressed they are. And realize that the grass is not greener. And as we think about all this, I invite you to invite the Lord, as we hear in the first reading, to probe our mind and heart. To probe our mind and heart, to bring His light into our conscience, to find out if there's anything that we're doing that is contrary to His will, or anything that we're doing that is superfluous to His will. For there are many good things that we do that can be integrated into our pursuit of Him. But how long do we spend in doing things that are contrary to Him, or that just have nothing to do with Him? Ask Him to show you that now. Look through your relationships, look through your time, look through your work, look through your entertainments, look through your plans. What do they have to do with the purpose for which you were made? And if anything comes clear to you, I want you to do two things at once. I want you to turn away from them, abhor them, say, this is wrong, this is something I should detest. And turn toward Him to say, Lord, You are the meaning of my life. You are all my joy. You are the rest that my heart is seeking. You are the one who gives meaning and direction to my life. And love Him for that. Love Him for that of all the gifts that He's given us. One of the greatest is that He's given a purpose and a direction to our life. And say a little act of prayer of thanksgiving for what He has made us, for the purpose He has given us, for the end to which He has directed us like an arrow shot at a target. Thank him that, as we hear in the second reading, the gift is not like the transgression, because Adam's sins scattered us and brought us into all kinds of disintegration and dissolution, so that our thoughts and our desires are just like dust in the wind. But the grace of Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, unites us, gathers us, focuses us, integrates us, so that by his grace, everything we do, whether it's rest, whether it's play, whether it's love, whether it's work, all of it, can find its fulfillment in him. And now offer everything to him. Lord, I give you my life, I give you my time, I give you my plans, I give you the affections of my heart, I give you all my thoughts, I give you all my work and all my rest, all my friendships and all my family, all the relationships I have in my life. Lord, I give it all to you. And Lord, I ask you that if there's anything that's opposed to you, that you might eliminate it. And that if there's anything that's superfluous, that you might trim it. Lord, I give it all to you. I give it all to you. I am all thine, my God and my King. I am all yours. And pray that God might accept our offering and strengthen us like a magnet that orients a needle so that we might point to him. That he would strengthen us in remembering the purpose of our life, that he would strengthen us in resisting the false paths, that he would strengthen us so that we don't go astray on tangents, but that everything we do might point to him, might glorify him, might serve him. And pray that he seal that in you, pray that he seal that in us, by the gift of the blood of his Son. And as we come up out of the meditation, find the one or two things in particular that you think God really spoke to you, really wants you to keep, and pluck those like a flower from a garden, and hold them close. Repeat them now a few times to yourself. Remember them and save them, for they were God's word to you at this Mass today. God bless you all.